Okay, so Shlomo HaMelech says here, Lo das chochmo musa lo hovin imre derech. So, to know chochmo and musa, to understand imre derech, the ways to go, the ways to travel. So, obviously there are two different things that Shlomo HaMelech is addressing here. One is chochmo and one is musa. Question is, what is the difference between them? What's the difference between Chochmah and Musa? So Rabbeinu Yehuda wrote a pirush on Mishlei. Rabbeinu Yehuda on this pasuk writes, Chochmah hainu yidias mailos hatoiv, v'asiyas hatoiv. The mile of doing good, that's one thing. U'musa zehisrachkus mehara u'shlilosei. So according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, there are two things. It seems a little strange. We're going to try to get a clarity on it. Could be tied into the Malbim. But the way he seems to be breaking it up, Rabbeinu Yehuda, is that there's a difference between Chochmah and Musa, as far as Chochmah is to understand what's right. Right? And Musa is to understand what's wrong. The reason why on the surface it seems a little difficult is because that's sort of one thing. The same logic, right? Let's analyze this. The same logic that tells you to do what's right, right, also tells you what's wrong, what you shouldn't be doing. It's not like it's from Rabbeinu Yehuda and Mashmah, it's two separate departments. There's a department of knowing what's good. It's one type of knowledge. Right? Because if it's the same type of knowledge, just call it one thing. He's saying, L'das chochma zok Rabbeinu Yehuda, haynu yidias mailos hatoiv, v'asiyas hatoiv. To understand the mile of good. And then, musa zehisrachkus me'ara. That means, that's talking about what to do, to go away, to stay away from things that are bad. So, l'chayra, I understand that these are two things. I understand that. But l'chayr, it's using the same part of the brain. Right? It's not like, oh, it's a new kind of... It's the same part of the brain that tells a person to do what's right, which tells a person not to do what's wrong. It's not like, oh, that's a new type of thing. If I say that you should be kind, right? A person should be kind. And don't be evil. Okay? So, is there a different way of understanding how the righteousness of being kind than to understand the negativity of being evil? I don't know, same thing. If anything, one enlightens the other. If you have a good avona and what's toiv, so you understand what's ra. Right? And if you know what's ra, it helps you, it guides you to what's toiv. L'chor is ein zach. And when I say it's one thing, I mean it's one thought process. It's not two separate processes. It's one thought process. But Rabbeinu Yehuda is teaching the pasuk. He's trying to tell us, no. Shlomo HaMelech is telling us there's something called Chochma. There's something called Musa. And these are two different types of departments in the brain. Okay? Rachman HaSlan, if somebody needs a brain surgery, so you have to kich tacharayim the different departments of the brain. And this affects this. This affects that part of the brain. And if they have to operate on somebody, now they developed the surgeries over the last couple of years. It's a tracking surgery. It's unbelievable. They operate on people's heads, mamish defloy sabore. They operate on your brain while you're awake. Could you imagine? They operate on your brain, it's hard to imagine, while you are awake. And when I say awake, I mean fully awake. I had somebody in my shoe like 10 years ago. That's when they perfected that surgery. They took their child to, I think it was Florida. Then that was this big surgeon in Florida. And the surgeon was talking to the child throughout the surgery with the head opened. You know, usually it's a compliment. You see, I mentioned to offer a cup. Right? But we don't think of it that way, right? With your head actually cut open. But imagine today, the floor is haboreh. Give somebody a surgery. Now, why do they keep the person awake? Because there's different parts of the brain that control different halakim of the body, and there's parts of the brain that affect the language. It's parts of the brain that affect. And therefore, if they are cutting into the brain, they want to stay away from those parts that are affecting that those skills, those movements, those thought processes. So they actually talk to the person, and they see, they track the brain at that time, and then okay, so there I stay away from that. Then it goes right there. I mean, just it's in the forest up there. Different languages can actually use different sections of the brain. Could you imagine? You think, okay, at least languages is one box. No. So if a person goes for brain surgery, and they know five languages, so they have a person, the surgeon has a mumcha in languages, should talk to this person, find out all their languages, and then during the surgery, talk in these different languages. It's nevoy. There's grada kama v'kama asmachtes from Chazal to these in Yonim, as everything there is. But Papoyel, this is what goes on. So Abin Yen is telling us that there's something in your head to understand what he's calling his Chochmah Yediyas Ma'ilos HaToiv. And then there's another part, Umusar Hisrachus Mehala Ushli Losei. Azoi Taitched up, that's what Ben Yehin is uptight. When Lachor, it's one thing. Now, the Malbim in his Pirush and Mishlei, the Rambam says a little different than Rabbeinu Yehin. But maybe they're not far apart. The Malbim Zogt Azei. Zogt the Malbim, Chochmo, Yediyas HaFochim Shebemidit. To understand how to channel your midas. Rabbi Yankov always used to say, why are midas called midas? Right? Everybody wants a Baal midas. What's a Baal midas? So Baal midas means, usually you mean a person has good character, right? They have good character, you call them a Baal midas. Why is that? A Baal midas would be, l'chor, if you're talking about somebody who's fat, he's very big. He's a Baal midas. He has a bilus on a lot of measurements. Mean is a measurement, right? Why would you call it? You say a Baal Chesed, I understand. It's a Baal Chesed. He's a Baal Maisim Toivim. Why do you call somebody a Baal Midas? So the Bianca Zatzal said over, I heard this from when I was a kid, I was intrigued by it. He said, every single quality a person has a way to use it properly and how to use it improperly. Every quality is like that. Right? You say, well, anger. Okay, anger is very bad. Right? You should never express anger. Right? The truth is that if a person would never, ever, ever express anger, and even if they see something that's unjust and something that's evil, they're just going to, okay, mishkefalach. That's bad. That's taking a quality which is potentially good, and it's bad. Very bad. In fact, I've observed over the years the truth of this Yisrael of Rabbi Yankov. Rabbi Yankov said that's why Midas are called Midas, because every single characteristic is a measurement. The kunz of a Baal Midas is to know how to use that character. How much of it to use here? Shlomo HaMelech says a person who has anger, he calls it Kasei Becheikoi. Right, that's what he says. Ksil, a fool. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says. A ksil, a fool, kasei b'cheikoi. His anger is in his chest. Right? He's holding on to his anger right here. It's right b'cheikoi. So the Ben Ish Chai says, what does Shlomo HaMelech mean when he says, ksil, kasei b'cheikoi? Mama says the same you said. He says that kas is a good quality. It could be used as a good quality. If you see something that's very bad, doesn't mean you break windows, chas v'shalom. Doesn't mean you loot, right? You burn down stores. Doesn't mean that. But you show your dismay. Okay? So if you witness somebody doing an avla, a very big avla, and you're a calm guy, you just chill. You pride yourself being a chiller. Right? It's a nice quality you have. Be a chiller. Right? But that's a bad quality. If you're sitting there and you see a avla happening, and you're just quiet, and you look chilled, that's an avla. So Hashem gave us the koyach to express anger. And that koyach of expressing anger sometimes is the right thing to do. That doesn't mean you lose yourself, but you're supposed to express anger about this action. Okay? That's the right thing. Shulchan Aruch paskens that if somebody talks during Chazaras HaShatz, goyim boy. So shtein Shulchan Aruch. I'm not saying that. It's a psak aloch on Shulchan Aruch. Goyim boy. Literally means you yell at him. Okay? There are certain times where anger is... So that's why Rabbi Yankov said every midah is called a midah, because it's a measurement. A real Baal Midas is somebody who knows, he's like a chef. He knows how to use the ingredients. How much of this, how much of that, how much to put in, mix in, hold off, simmer, let it sit on the side for a minute, heat it up a little bit, let it cool down. If you ever saw a recipe, how a recipe works in a mumchen cooking, everything is a cheshb. And something's going with the food that you think is disgusting. And without that little bit, that spoonful of that, which you think is disgusting, and sometimes you hear what's in the food, you wouldn't even want to eat it. But lemaisa, each thing is maisif. If they put another extra spoon of that, forget about it. An extra spoon of pepper can make the whole thing kalia. But no pepper, nishkintam. So that's the yisoy. So he said, the Malbim says that the chokhmah is yediyas ha'afochem shebemidas kemoy anove, is up the Malbim, anove. He says, dover chiyuvi. Anove is a positive trait. Moshe Rabbeinu, ava nevi'im. Where do we praise Moshe Rabbeinu? We praise him as somebody who's an anove moy mikol adam asher al pnei adam. Anivus is a very positive trait. The Mishnah says in Anovas, Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Heve, Shvar, Ruach. Right? Anovas is a very positive trait. And you're supposed to, when it comes to Anivas, you're supposed to go to the extreme. Okay? That's what Ben Yehuda says in Pirkei Avos. Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Heve, Shvar, Ruach. Supposed to go to an extreme. But even Anovas, Oktem Album, Hagai, Vifucha, Ach Yesh, Vitzorich, Lishtamish, Gam, Bemidais, Ashlilish. Dr. Abeniyena, Amol, you have to have a little bit gaiva. You have to have gaiva. Then he says, what? Kegoin. He says, Kegoin, we is guys, Lemul HaRashayim. Says, to know, is guys, Keneged HaRashayim. Meaning you have a Rasha. If you're going to act humble, 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 they'll run right over you. You have to take a position. You have to take a position against the Rasha. You have to show a little gaiva. You can't be a wimp. Okay? So that means there's nothing, there's no quality that has a mila at times. Even a bad quality has a mila, and then it's a good quality. That's how he touches up, which we'll see if this fits with Rabbeinu Yehuda. Zok the Malbim, so what's the Musa? So again, according to the Ma'abu Mukhaira, he's saying that in Chokhmah lies already everything. Chokhmah lies to know what's good, what's bad, how to regulate it. So what does Musa do? Zok the Hilik in Ma'abu. What's Musa? The Ma'abu was a Baal Diktuk, a Baal Lashon. He says the word Musar can also mean a prison. Right? A Ma'asar. What's a Ma'asar? A Ma'asar is a prison. Right? Batir Asurim, the bracha we make in the morning. It's because when you're sleeping, you can't move your body. You're like, you're imprisoned. So he teaches, the Malbim teaches, that's what Musar stands for. He says, Musar stands for Miloshon Ma'asar. Right? Sheyachshoiv machshovois, eich la'aloitz es atzmoi la'asois ma'asha achuchmo moire. Azazach the Malbim. So the Malbim seems to veer away from Rabbeinu Yehuda's way of learning. Rabbeinu Yehuda is learning Chokhmah is positive. Mussar is to know what's negative. Ma'amam is saying no. Chochma is to understand positive, negative. And Mussar is to know how to actually facilitate it. Because Mussar comes from a Lashon Asur, imprisoned, and you have to know how to control yourself and how to discipline yourself. And that's what Mussar is. So there's the knowledge, and then there's the actual discipline. Okay? So the other type one. So we have to know what's Pshat HaRabbani and what's Pshat HaMalbim. Are they really, maybe the Malbim is actually complementing what the Rabbeinu Yehuda is actually saying. So I think that there is a big chibur here between these two pirushim. This is what I think is the pshat. Could be. The Gemara says that Amamish was just talking to Abacha today in Beis Medrash. Choshev HaElter Abacha. He's trying to be mashpia on a not somebody in yeshiva. Boy, he's going through a hard time. He wants to know what to learn with him, what to this. The guy's having some struggles with emunah. So I told him, as a general rule, I don't tell people to learn with bachrim that are having a hard time, struggles, emunah. I don't tell them to learn about emunah. Why not? I'm a big fan of emunah, trust me. I'm a very big fan of emunah. But I told him, 99% of the time, or maybe 99.9% of the time, right? When a guy is having problems with emunah, he doesn't really have emunah problems. He doesn't have emunah problems. I don't believe it. That's not his issue. His issue is, he has other problems. And the emunah is an obstacle. Because if you're a maimon, you're stuck. Right? If you live up to your emunah, you're stuck. So let's say you have an addiction to any crazy thing. And there are people, there are addicts that divorce their wives. Right? Because their wives get into the way. So they throw away their wife, divorce, whatever it is, separate, they destroy their marriage. Is the wife the problem? No. They have a problem. Whatever problem they have. The wife is an obstacle. When they divorce their wife, I've been involved with these kind of divorces. They'll tell you 100% the wife's their problem. She's this and she's that and she's terrible, rotten, every chesaron the wife has. But that's all baloney. The wife could be gevaldik. If I get the more gevaldik the wife is, the more problems they have with them. Because a wife that really has some chokhmah, she could really get into the way. If you're a tippish and she's a chokhmah, she really gets into the way. Because she goes, tippish, stop doing it. And even if she's sweet, she goes, sweetie, stop being an idiot. Lamaisa, but no husband is going to say, I'm divorcing my wife because she's too smart for me. Right? No husband. Elamaisa, what do? Because she's a brat. She ruins my life. That's why I'm getting rid of it. Right? That's what a husband would say. But that's not the truth. You can fool yourself to think that's the truth. But that's not the truth. The truth is that you have problems that you have to fix. And your wife is getting in the way. So you convince yourself that she's the problem. I didn't come to this conclusion. Chazal did. Chazal said, Lo nisavu Yisrael avodah zarah. Think Klal Yisrael avodah zarah. Think Klal Yisrael have a tithe to be kaif from it or banish? Lo nisavu. They never had such a tithe. They had a tithe of Zarayas. They have a tithe for Gneva. Problem is, I have a problem. There's a Rabbanu Shalom. And the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't let me do Gneva. And the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't let me do Arayas. And the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't let me do all these things. So you know what I do? I give up my membership. Not because I be'etzem have a problem with my membership. The membership alone, no problem. That's why you'll find people that are totally irreligious sometimes. They can say, I love God to pieces. Because it doesn't get in the way. It doesn't get in the way. Why shouldn't I love God? It's gevaldik. I love the Rebbe Yisrael. It's gevaldik. I do what I want. And I love him. It's great. But the second you're a mammon in Torah Misinai, then you have a big problem. Anoichi lo yilacha. Anoichi lo signoiv. Anoichi lo sachmoiv. One sec. Now you're getting in the way. So you know what? Ditch the whole thing. This is not what I'm telling you. It's what Chazal is telling you. Chazal say, lo yisavi yisroel avin azore. Those are the pshat. And most people that have already been religious and then become irreligious, it's because of that. It's because of a lifestyle. Not because deep down they don't believe. In the neshama they believe. But it's an obstacle. The religion becomes an obstacle, so now you give up that. I can't say I'm doing something bad. No, I don't believe in nothing. But that's just that's baloney. That's not really. That's why I told this guy, I said, don't start giving a guy musa, try to tell him what's right, or try to convince him that you know, there is a Rabban Shalom, you have rice with codes and gematrias and mice. That's not the guy's problem. Just give the guy a geshmak and learn it. Don't philosophize. Because his problem is not philosophical. That's not his problem. So the emes is that's what the Malbim is saying here. We'll get to Rabban again. The Malbim is saying that it's one thing that a person should know what's right and what's wrong. Shavavona should understand. But then, when it comes to Lamaisa, your Yetzirah is going to go and completely distort whatever you really conceptually know. And that's what the Malbim is saying. But when it says Musa Miloshan Mesar, Shiyachshev Machshovois, Eich La'aleitzis Atzmei Lasis Masha Hachoch Mamoyle. Yes, that's the right thing. It's the right thing. But if you're gonna have a taiva to do the wrong thing, you'll already manipulate the right thing. You'll rationalize. And that's the way it always is. People, your retinas override. Perhaps we could say that is the pshat in the Rabbeinu Yehuda as well. Rabbeinu Yehuda starts and he says, L'das chochma musa. Chochma hainu yediyas mailas hatoev. To know what's good. Right? But to know what's good is one level. But no matter how well you know what's good, if you're not going to understand that your goof pulls you in an opposite direction, understand that you have that issue, your mailas hatoev is going to just disappear. And that's why he says, Hisrachus mehara ushlilosei. It's two different kunsim. Because you could know what's right. But if you know what's right, and you still have a tither, and it's blurry to you, what by you is pulling you in the wrong direction, then everything you know about toiv is going to be gone. Everything, all the knowledge of your toiv is going to go out the window. By the way, we call it an aloch and the gears. When you have the gears, you're puzzled. Why are you puzzled? You could be a gone from Goyim. You could be the biggest gone. You could be a Vilna gone. My boy say. You could be a Vilna gone. But if you're Negev Badova, you're puzzled to Paskin. Why? Because all of your Goyimus is not going to help you. All of your Goyimus is not going to help you if you're Negev. Because you won't see it. You're not going to see it. The Negev blinds you. The Negiah blinds you. The guy who's Eved Avodah Zarah, he really knows. Inside of him, he knows that it's the wrong thing. But the Negiah blinds him. And the Negiah therefore tells him, that's why, like I said, when I talk to people that are struggling with different things, they say things that are crazy. Completely crazy. It's not because they really believe those things. It's because that's their escape. The escape is... So it's two separate inyanim that a person has to understand. There's chokhmah, which is stam, of course, to educate yourself. And then you have to understand what your body pulls you to. You have to understand that. And if you don't understand that, then whatever you know intellectually is not gonna hold up. It's not gonna stand. And that's critical. That's part of what the job of the Sefer Mishlei is, to teach us our nature. To teach us our nature. What our nature is, and then we could benefit from the Chochmah. But if we don't understand what our nature is, we can't benefit from the Chochmah B'chlal. Years ago, I told somebody, I generally meet the Bachrim's Kallah before they get engaged. Where it's possible. It doesn't always work. But if Talmidim are going out, usually they like, I should meet the Kallah. Usually by the time I meet the Kallah, it's a done deal. I'm not the goymer. It's a formality. The Kallah comes, I meet her, then they get engaged. So Lamaisa, I had a Talmud. From my most choshev Talmud. Mamish Atiris, choshev Mamish, Yerei Shemayim, Baal Kishman, Alamailas. Talmud Chochem, Alamailas. Anyway, he went out with a shidduch. Different things he was telling me sounded concerning to me, but okay, you know, it's cool. Strange, some strange things. But he was going 100 miles an hour. After 3 dates, he told me he's marrying this girl. This girl's mamish. He said, if she was masking, I'm marrying this girl. I said, 3 dates, you barely know her. You ready to marry her? There it is. He went out with her one time. Something about her got him going. He was very excited about this girl, shidduch wise. Something about her he found very much pleasing to him. Oh! So now he had a negiah. Now he was no longer seichel. Seichel wasn't there anymore. Now it was just negiah. There was no lodas chokhmah because he didn't have any musa. His discipline, his control wasn't there, so now there was nothing there. Anyway, so 8-9 dates later, he brings her to my house. He brings her to my house. I'm sitting with there for 20 minutes with the girl. The Rebbetzin is with me. I'm going, there's something crazy. This is like, I can't believe that it got to this far. There's something very much, Iker Chosim and HaSefer. Something very wrong here. Anyway, okay. Koltuv, the girl left. I made a couple of calls to inside, you know, to the inner circle. Don't ask what I found out. Don't ask what I found out. Chasdei Hashem. He didn't get engaged to this girl. Chasdei Hashem. And in retrospect, he always tells me, he says, Rebbe, you were right. After the first date, I couldn't see anything. If there's no musal, if there's no discipline, there's no control to understand, hey, you know what? I have an ability to leave everything. So you have to understand, you have to have avona to understand when your body is talking to you. And when your body is talking to you, and not always is there an etzer, by the way. By the way, not always is there an etzer. Sometimes the etzer is to do nothing. To just say, you know what? This is coming from the wrong place. I'm not going to deal with this. I'll talk to somebody else. I can't even rationalize. But if you don't know that you have that ability, Rabbi Saul Salanta, famous Meister, Rabbi Saul Salanta, he was meeting a banker. In the old days, the bankers, they went with their money. When they would come to meet, they would meet with their money. They came, walk in with their money. Had a suitcase of money. Rabbi Saul Salanta, he's meeting with this person. In the middle of the meeting, the Baal Bos tells him, the Rav, if I can excuse myself, I have to go to the bathroom. So they walk out. Okay. Rabbi Saul Salanta walks him out. So he thought he's just walking him out to show him where the bathroom is. Anyway, the guy is a couple of minutes gone. He comes back, he sees Rabbi Saul Salanta is outside. Rabbi Saul Salanta, Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Saul Salanta, that's like, from our vision, the Chofetz Chaim of the generation. Rabbi Saul Salanta. He says, Rabbi, why are you outside? He says, it's Yichud. Yichud, I didn't leave my wife there. There's no lady in there. What's Yichud? He said, what do you mean? It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Gezel v'arayis nafshei shalado mechamdose. The Gemara seems to say that a person has, potentially,
a drive for Gneva for money like they do for Arayas.
So if Chazal say not to be miyachid with somebody else's wife, I don't want to be miyachid with somebody else's money. Yichud. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. That's called Lodas Chochma Umusa. To know not just what's right and wrong, to know how to facilitate. How do I facilitate? If I don't know how to facilitate it, then I could quickly forget what's right and wrong. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta? What do you mean? You know how many mitzvahs Rabbi Yisrael Salanta had on his table? I'm just going to throw out a possibility. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta now is in the middle of a mitzvah. He's not stealing. It's this guy, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, is not stealing $1,000 from this guy, right, to buy himself a hoverboard. He wasn't worried. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta wasn't worried about that. You know, Yisrael Salanta. Yisrael Salanta is Isaac and Pigeon Shrim. Pikuach Nefoshes. All these kind of things. This guy goes out to the pastor and Yisrael Salanta says, 1 second. Pikuach Nefesh Deche Kol HaTerekula. Pikuach Nefesh Deche Kol HaTerekula. The Gemara of a Kama, Mutu Ha'atzul Ha'atzumay B'mom El Chaveroi. As long as you pay back the Rishayinim, says, Machlekes Rishayinim. I have a mitzvah to take $1,000 out of this guy's suitcase. You understand? So all the chachma you have is gone. And that's the first lesson of Mishlei. That, and what the Malbim is telling us. That chachma is not enough. You have to know how to theorize the chachma. And if you're not going to worry about what your body can make you do, all the chachma in the world doesn't pay. Doesn't help. That's the Yisadiyah. Okay. Sure.